Yeah, really, we're holding Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph on top. We'll just start over again the last Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says what Shaleach Odom Yerach Lerdikachovim, that you have a right, the Jew could send his whole thigh of an animal to a guy, Shagida Anosha Besaychai, even though the Gida Anosha is still inside the thigh, Mevnei Shemekoyminika, because you could tell him the place is known whether it's taken out or not. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Rashi says, like, we're not afraid that maybe this guy now will sell the meat back to a Jew. And the Jew would think that maybe the Gida Anosha was taken out already. So, Kamash, well, no, we're not afraid about this. Because the Gida Anosha, you could see, you could tell if it was taken out or not. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Shleima in, you're only allowed to send to a guy a complete thigh, the whole thigh. But Chatucholoi, the Mashma piece of it, that you cannot send to a guy. Rashi says, Alim ken nito gido, unless you actually took out the gida nosha. Rashi says, why the chivu de chatuchi? Because if you send the guy a piece of meat, if so sober, he's going to think, sober haloikho minovikachovim she nitlo gido. Like if a Jew lady is going to buy this meat off a guy, or in cases, mistam, that there's no trade for meat in the whole city, everybody knows it's kosher meat. So the tzad that a Jew would buy it back from a guy, we have to be afraid that the Jew would think that the gid nosher was taken out and leave it with the gid. Therefore, if you send a piece of meat to a guy, you only send them a complete piece to a shleimo and not a chatucha. So Morris says, let's see, b'mayaskinim, what are we talking about here? How are we talking about? B'mayaskinim. He learned me for telling me, b'mokim shein machrizin, a place that they do not make any announcements. So Rashi says it means like this, b'mokim shein machrizin means, all the butchers in that city are Yisraelim heim. What happens? Let's say a treifa came up that day. So what do they do with the treifa? They don't make an announcement. Leima to tell everybody. Nofla treifa bitlis that a treifa came into the marketplace today and was selling it to a guy. They don't announce it. Therefore, voice mokum that place ain leichem bos minadukachovim. A Jew b'chal is not allowed to buy any meat off a guy in that place. Why? They have to be afraid maybe the butcher sold to the guy a treifa, and we don't know about it. So therefore we can't buy any meat off a guy in this place. So not only a chatucha can't you buy, but even a shlema, even a complete piece of meat also, you can't buy off a guy in this place if they don't make any announcements. Samur says, if so then, Chatucha namelishtele, you should even be able to send a cut piece of a thigh to a guy. Because there's no chash, maybe a Jew will buy it, the Jews don't buy meat of a guy in this place. Yeah. A Jew will not come to buy the meat off a guy. Ella, the Mishnah must be talking about the Mokum Shemachrizim, in the place that they do make these announcements. That in the case there was a tray from the butcher store there today, so they announce everybody to know, people don't buy meat off goyim today, because we're selling the treifa to a goy. Therefore, in the day that there's no announcement, then there's no treifas in the market, then all the meat is kosher, so then you're allowed to buy a piece of meat off a goy also. So Morris says, El Mokam Shemach reason. So then, if so, for the Morris Shleim and Ami, will lish delay, then even a complete thigh also you should not send to a goy. Why? Because let's be afraid, Techotech lay umazvin lay. Let's be afraid maybe the guy would cut up the thigh, cut up the whole side of the animal, and sell pieces to a Jew. And again, since it's only pieces, the Jew would think the Gida Anosha was taken out, and really it wasn't. So it should be also to send to sell to a guy, even a complete thigh. Samara says like this, Iboy Yisem Sosukhitz, we have a kash, what is the Mishnah talking about? So Iboy Yisem, one tells could be the Mokim Shemach reason. If you want a credential, Mishnah is talking about a place where they do make these announcements. And the boy same if you want, the Mokim Shemach reason. Our Mishnah could be talking about a place where they don't make these announcements. And it's like this. The boy same if you want, I could answer you. The Mishnah is talking about the Mokim Shemach reason. And the place that they make these announcements. And therefore, Chitucha, so therefore you're allowed to sell to a guy a whole thigh. Because then, like we know for sure, the Gida Anosha was not taken out from it. Right, what are we afraid about? Then maybe the guy will cut it up into pieces and sell it to a Jew. And then the Jew would think the gid was taken out. So Morris says, no. Chitucha de'evikechovim made the idea. Everybody could tell how a guy cuts up the meat. Like, if it was by a Jew that cut up the thigh to take out the Gira Nosher, they cut it a special way in order to get the Gira Nosher out. But a Goy does not cut it that way. So when he goes to cut up the thigh, he cuts it differently than a Jew. Therefore, we don't have to be afraid that even if it's not the Goy would cut up the meat, and then sell to a Jew, all the Jews would know that the Gira Nosher was not taken out from it. They would know that the Goy cut it up, and therefore they'll take out the Gid. So that's the Mishnah means. But if a Jew would cut it up first, and he would not take out the Gira Nosher, then it's also to sell to a Goy. Because then it was cut the right way, and a Jew may buy it back off the Goy, and they'll think the Gid was taken out, and really it wasn't. So that's true on the Mishnah. If you buy some, if one of the terms could be, Pemokim Shein Machrizim. They were talking about a place now where they do not make the announcements that a trefa was there in the marketplace. So in such a place, no Jew could buy meat off a Goy. So if so, then in the Mishnah, how come you can only sell to a Goy a complete thigh? What's wrong with selling him a cut-up thigh? The Chura, no Jew would buy it off anyway. So Mara says, Gzeira Shem Yitinenu Loi B'fnei Yisrael Acha. We're afraid that maybe you're going to give this piece of meat to a Goy in front of another Jew. So therefore, that Jew sees the way the first Jew sold it to a Goy. So that Jew knows that that piece of meat is not a trefa. So in that case, he's allowed to buy the meat back from the Goy. So in such a case, if it was cut up and the Jew did not take out the Gira Nosher, it's also to sell it. Because you have to be afraid the second Jew is going to buy it back, he's going to think the Gid was taken out, but really it wasn't. So that's true on the Mishnah. You can only send them a complete thigh, but not a cut up one. The boy sem another pshalak can answer you like this. The boy sem mishum de kogon of leladaita. And Echnam, you're talking about a place where they don't make the announcements. So therefore, whatever you sell to a goy will only stay by a goy, and no Jew will buy it back. So if no Jew will buy it back, why can't you sell to a goy even a cut up thigh? So he answers mishum gnevas kogon of leladaita. You're like stealing his mind. In other words, the stam manisa gnevas das. Rashi says mishum de goy nevdaitai. The other kachovim, you're like stealing his mind. You're like cheating him. Why? Because Kisava, the Goy thinks, She Yisrael Ze Oyevoy, the Goy is going to think that the Jew loves him a lot. And therefore he was Masak in this piece to me that took out to get a notion and worked very hard to get it out. And if you're going to give the Goy this cut up piece of meat and you did not take out to get a notion, it's like he's going to think you did something good for him. That's called Gnevas Das. You're stealing his mind and you don't want to do that. That's also an Issa. Even by a Goy. You can't do something to God that he's going to think you did a lot for him, and really you did nothing for him. It's Nisi Gnevas Das. What? The Yoma Shmuel. Shmuel says, Also Lignoid Das Habrius. You're not allowed to steal somebody's mind, or do something to somebody, he'll think you're doing him a great favor, and really you're not. And the Chiddush of Afilu Daita Shodikhovim. Even to a God, you're not allowed to do this. It's also Nisi Gnevas Das. So Mara says, though, Behold the Shmuel, that the Shmuel said this, Halochom, we didn't say it clearly. It's only like from a proof, from something we understand that's what he meant to say. Elam Meklolit, we learned it out from something else. Why? The Shmuel Hevi Ko Ma'av Ko Ovar Mavra. Shmuel was once going over a ferry. He was going with somebody. He was once crossing on a ferry, in a ferry boat. Ko Ma'av Mavra. Omule Lishmaya, so Shmuel told to his servant there, Omule Lishmaya, Paise Lamavuye, like go give a reward, like go give pay to the ferryman, pay him. So Paise Lamavuye, give him reward. So Paise, so that was, he gave him reward. But still, the Ikbid, Shmuel became angry. So the question is, my time Ikbid, why does Shmuel become angry? So Rabbi Abaye says, what happened was, what Shmuel's servant had was a chicken that was a trefa anyway. Heve v'yoyven alei b'mar d'shruta, and he gave it to this guy as if he thought what it was a regular, it was a geshachte, it was a chicken that had a shruta done to it. So who you see here was al gnevas das. That's why it was also. That's why Shmuel got angry. Like the guy thought, you made a shchit and gave me a chicken that's edible even for you, and really was a trefa. That's why Shmuel got angry. Rav Amar, Rav said the case was like this. That Rav Amar Antfik Amalei Liyashkuye, that Shmuel told the servant, give him like a cup to drink. Viyashkuye chamer meziga. And what he gave him was, he gave him wine, mixed up wine to drink. Chamer meziga. And what happened, Mistama, he thought he was giving him a pure wine. So that was Gneivas Das, that the guy thought he was getting back pure wine, and really all he gave him was just a mazak, was just mixed wine. The kid said, that's the Gneivas Das over here. Rashi says, the guy thought it was pure wine. So these are two proofs that Shmuel is angry if you do a Gneivas Das. Sumer says, what's wrong if you only have this from a proof? Lachur, it's a good proof, though. What's wrong with this? Sumer says, no, it could be it's not 100% proof. Because Laman, the Yom HaTreif Evilan, the first pshat was that Shmuel got angry because what he gave him was a treifa. Omalei, Amai Tisho Yisura. Could be Shmuel got angry at a servant. What were you doing holding a treifa in your hand? That was maybe that's why he got angry, not the why he gave it to the guy. But maybe you only got angry, what were you doing holding a treifa in your hand? Like you should have got rid of it, you could have got rid of it before. And Laman Diyama and Foka, on the Man Diyama that Shmuel told the servant, give him a cup to drink, Omele Lishkuye and Foka Chayimashma. The reason I got angry was because we told him to give him, we told him clearly to give him like a pure glass of wine. And what he gave him was a mixture of wine and water. So he got angry, he didn't listen to him. That's why he got angry. But could be not because the Gneivas Das, because he didn't listen to what he told him. So it could be the proof is not a good proof, but I call upon him, that's halacha. The Gneivas Das is also, you can't do an action directly that somebody else would think you're doing something good for him, and really you're not. Tani would learn like this. Tani Yoy Ramei used to say, Al Yisarev Odom Lachaver L'Sod Esloi. You shouldn't keep on begging somebody, urge somebody to come and eat by you. The Yedeya by Shani Sod, and you know for sure it's not coming. Like, you know the guy has to be out of town. So you say, well, oh, I want to come to Shabbos, please come over. And you're a phony. Like, you know if he would come, you wouldn't invite him. You're only inviting him now because you know he can't come anyway, so that's awesome. That's called Gneivas Das. Like, you're acting like you're his big friend, and really you don't mean it. So that's awesome. Also, you should not offer the guy a lot of gifts. If you know the person doesn't accept gifts, you're a phony. Like, you're only doing it because you know he's not going to accept it. That's awesome. Also, you should not like open up a new basket or a barrel of wine that's supposed to be sold to the storekeeper. You shouldn't open it up. She explained the shop like this. If you have a guest over, like you can open up a new barrel for him, it looks like he's a very hush of a person. That you're opening up a new barrel of wine and you're only giving him one cup and the rest of the barrel may be ruined. So he thinks, you know, you did such a nice thing for him. And really what you did was this barrel you sold to a storekeeper anyway. So you're just opening up now, giving him one cup of wine and the rest you're going to sell anyway. So there's no big deal for you. That's also an issue of Gneivas Das. That the other person looks like it did him a big, big favor and really it didn't. So that's also. That's also. You have to notify him and tell him what happened. That even though I'm opening up this barrel, don't think it's because of you. It's that I sold it anyway. Yeah. You shouldn't say to him, Soich Shemin, Mipach Rekon. Like you could rub yourself with oil, take some oil from here, and really it's an empty one. Like, you know he's not going to do it. So you offer it to him, and really it's empty. You shouldn't do that. Because it's also called Gneivas Das. But let's say you want to do it to give him respect, like he's a great person, you want to give him respect, then it's muta. But you're not doing stam al gneivas das, you're doing stam to give him respect, that's muta. Furthermore, Aini, it's not that way. For Ula, ikloi levei Rav Yehuda. Ula once came to Rav Yehuda's house, and postach lechavius, so Rav Yehuda opened up a barrel of wine for him, hamucheras lechenveni, that really he already sold it to the storekeeper, meaning it's no big deal for a Rav Yehuda to open it up, because he's going to get rid of the empty one anyway. But still, the Khuri made Ula feel great. So Mori says, no, Iduya, could be he notified him that Rav Yehuda told Ula what happened. I don't think I'm doing you a great thing. Really, this barrel of wine, the rest of it I'm going to give away anyway. So that's how he did it. And the boy Sam, the other tales could be, Shani Ula, Techov Lel Rav Yehuda. It could be known that really Rabbi Yehuda loved Ula. And therefore, the Balav Hochi Nami Psuche Miftach Lei. It wasn't really like Geneva's Das. He really would have done it. It happened to be that this barrel of wine, he already had it sold already, like the leftover wine. So it was no big deal for him. But he didn't have to tell him, because really he would have done it anyway. Therefore, it's not called Geneva's Das. Tanur Rabban, what like this? Lo Yelech Odom LeBeis Ovel. A person should not go to a Beis Ovel and... And you should not take with you like a bottle of wine that shakes. Why? I mean, the people there will think it's a full barrel of wine. And you're coming with an empty one, so you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't walk around there as if it looks you're coming with a full barrel of wine. That you shouldn't do. Yeah. And you should not fill it up with water. Also, you're fooling him. He thinks you came with wine. Really, all you have there is just water. But if it's a chover ear, that means a lot of people there, then it's muta. Rashi says, v'myesham chover ear means chaburis ear, sheyesham rabin, a lot of people there. Like you want to make this oval. Be respectful in the eyes of the people there. Shiyomu, you say, Kama Choshvizesh, Zem Mechavli Kokach, then it's Mutta. To go to cover the breath. Like you're doing it for a sake, you're doing it to, like Adarabi, you want to be Mechab the Yovel. So you want all the people that think how great he is, then it's Mutta to do this. Even if it's a little bit Gnevas Das, but you're doing it for a purpose. As cover the breath, it's Mutta. Turn Rabbonin. Lo Yimocha Rodin Machaveroi Sandal Shemesa, Vechlal Shalchai Yishruta. You shouldn't send to your friend a shoe that was made from the skin of an animal that died, and it looks as if it came from the skin of an animal that really was alive, that was a shruta. There's two things wrong with it. First of all, you're fooling him. He thinks it's better leather, and really it's not so good. Also, there's a sakana involved. Like if the behemoth died by itself, you have to be afraid, Rashi says, maybe like a snake bit it, and maybe there's some poison there. So therefore, yes, it's not nice to sell the shoe, the terrorist, it was clean leather, whereas maybe it was really only blood that had poison in it. And v'lo yishag rodim l'chaveru chavishiyan, a person should not send to his friend a barrel of wine, v'shem etzaf apiyu, that is oil on top of it. Because by at that time, oil was more expensive, so it looks as if it's a barrel of oil. So again, you're fooling the person. O'maisa once happened, v'yechod, a person, sheshig l'chaveru chavishiyan, he sent him a barrel of wine, the shem etzaf alpi, when there was oil floating on top of it. For holach v'zimun le'orchus, the person felt agavaltic. I have now a whole barrel of oil. And that was more expensive than wine. So he went and invited a lot of people over, teat by the meal, and he had plenty of oil to give out. V'nichnesu, motza shisho yayin, then in the middle of the meal, he wanted to start serving the oil, he dig down and he saw really was wine there. V'chonek esatzmoy, and the guy killed himself. He got so embarrassed. So kids, you got to be careful not to do things like this. Rashi says, he was in Rabbeishim, he was embarrassed from them. Now, the same thing is, if you're invited over somebody's house, so the portion that you get to eat, you should not give back to the only son or his daughter. Elim came not unless the Balabas gives you permission. Well, soon see why not, because otherwise maybe there's not enough food, and if you give it away, the Baal HaBos will be embarrassed. He doesn't have more to give you. Omaisa once happened, b'yechod, shezimin gimel orchim b'shnei b'tzeres. He invited three guests over his house, and it was a famine then. He didn't have that much food. Lohoy l'lonyech l'fneim, he didn't have any food really to serve them. Ela k'sholosh beitzim, he only had three eggs in the house. So Kitzi cooked up these three eggs to give one to each orich. Bo b'noisha Baal HaBos, so the kid of the Baal HaBos came, not the lechem yem chalkas. So one of the guests came and gave him his egg to the son. V'nosloi gave it to the son of Baal HaBos. V'chein sheni v'chein shlishi. The second guest and the third guest, all three eggs were given to the son of the Baal HaBos. Bov v'shotinik. So the father came in now of the son. Motzer shuzek echa befiv. Ushtayim biyod. He saw one egg is in his mouth. He's about to eat it. He's in the middle of eating it, and the other two was in his hand. Shuzik Rashi says, soigros, they closed in his mouth already. So, chov toy bakar kumeis, the father got so angry, he took his son like and threw him on the floor. he threw him down to the floor and killed him. Kivin Shur Ima, when the mother saw it happen, also Lagag went off Lameisa, she jumped off the roof and killed herself. What happened was, Afu, the Balabas also, all Lagag went off the roof and off Lameisa, he fell down and killed himself. So kids, you gotta be careful that an Urich has no right to give away his portion to the son of the Balabas, unless he gets permission. So otherwise, you have to be afraid like this, maybe there won't be enough. Omer Rebelezer ben Yaakov, our dog was there, Nergu, given the forces be Israel. Because to this, three people were killed. So where is my commandment? What are you telling me? The Chiyah, that was the Meister here. To Kula Reb Loza ben Yaakovi. Tom, he's the one that fell over this story. So tell him he said it. Yeah. By the Tana Rabbanim, Hashaleach Yerach Lechaveroi. If you send the whole thigh of an animal to your friend, Shleim, if you send it complete, Ein Tzorach Litol Hemenu Gidanosha. You don't have to take out the Gidanosha. That the other person knows for sure wasn't taken out yet. Chatucha, if you sell a piece of the thigh to your friend, tzorach litol giranosha, you have to first take out the giranosha, because otherwise he's afraid that the other person will think you took it out already. But let's say you're selling meat to a guy, ben chatucha ben shleima, and tzorach litol emenu giranosha, you don't have to take out the giranosha, even though you're selling it to the guy, a cut piece, you don't have to take it out. Yeah. So now, umifnei beis devorim omru, because of two reasons it was said, a mercha nevelos to trefa to govim. You're not allowed to sell a nevelo or trefa to a guy. Echod mifnei shemasayu. First of all, you're jipping him, you're fooling him. Sell him a piece of meat again, he thinks that it's a kosher one. And therefore, you're jipping him. Yeah. Rashi says, bistam elink, unless you notify him, tell him clearly it's a trefa. But otherwise, there's neighbor's das involved. The second reason is you have to be afraid. If you sell a treifa to a guy, maybe you'll sell it back to a Jew, and Jew will come to treifas. A Jew should not say to a guy, "Kachli b'dina ze boser." He shouldn't give a guy money to buy meat for you. If they base the wrong, there's two reasons why you shouldn't give money to a guy to buy meat for you. Echod, one reason is mifnei ha'anosim. Rashi says, "When the chovim onus, omakiv adinu biyodoi, the gozlas atavach, that it could be what? It could be the guy who'll go to the butcher and just grab the meat, and he'll keep your money, like he'll steal for you. So, kids, you shouldn't give the money to a guy to buy meat. He'll just steal it for you and keep the money. V'yechod shem moichum le'nevel to treifas. Also, you have to be afraid that it's a guy going down to the store. So maybe the butcher thinks, listen, the guy is buying meat now. Give him the veil to treifas." So against a Jew should not buy meat through a guy. Omama, what we just say before, Vodiki Chovim, if you're sending this meat to a guy, Bein Shleima Bein Chatucha, you're allowed to send them a thigh, whether it's complete or whether it's cut up, is a Tzorach Litol Hemenu Giranosha. You don't take out from the Giranosha. So now again, but this is not like the Mishnah, but the Mayaskin, what are we talking about over here? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Mokim Shemach reason and the place that they do make announcements that Treifus was sold today, so therefore, if there's no announcement today, even a Jew could buy off a goy, is so chatucha mayin sort of little emenu giranosha. How can you sell a cut up thigh to a goy? Let's be afraid, maybe a Jew will buy it back from him and he'll think the giranosha was taken out. Samara says, no, kivun le'achriz, and this is the question, like kivun le'achriz, osle mezvim minei. That since they didn't make any announcements today, so the Jews will think there's no treifus, they'll come to buy it off the goy, and let's be afraid that they'll think the Giranosha was taken out. So again, we're talking about a place where they make announcements. El Lepshita, for sure, we're talking about a Malkim Sheinach reason. In a place where they don't make any announcements. If so, therefore, no Jew buys meat off a guy there. But you have to be afraid, maybe it's a treifa. So that's why you could sell the meat to a guy, whether it's a shleim, whether it's a chatucha. Okay. So now, even Mitzvah, what does the middle case say? It says, Mufnei Shnei Devarim, because of two reasons, Omer was said, a merchim nevels a treifa sagachovim. And then a Jew is not allowed to sell a nevela or a treifa to a goy. Echad mevnei shemateyu. First of all, you're jipping him, you're fooling him. The echad shemayasir and chenel Yisrael. Maybe the goy will sell this nevela or treifa back to a Jew. To another Jew. The question is why? Vi b'malkim shemachiz. We're talking about in a place that they don't make these announcements. So therefore, a Jew is not allowed to buy the meat off a goy. Holo yoslam ezvimineh. No Jew will come back and buy meat off a goy. So why do you say it's also should be mutter? Zel Lepshita, for sure, the Minokites is talking about the Mokim Shemach reason. In a place that they do make announcements, if they gave a treif in the marketplace. So therefore, you let a Jew could buy the meat off a goy. Therefore, a Jew should not sell to the goy in the veils of treifus. Amos said, was the last case, a Jew should not give money to a goy and tell him, Kachli b'din zebosa, go out and buy me a dollar's worth of meat. Because of two reasons. Echad, one of the v'nei ha'nosim, we have to be afraid maybe the goy will stam steal the meat and keep the money. V'yechad, shema moichun le'nevel t'treifas, maybe you'll buy for you nevel t'treifa. Now the question is why? V'i b'mokim shema achrizim, if it's a place that they make announcements, so monashach. If there would have been a treifa today in the marketplace, achruzevi machruzevi, they would have made announcements. And since there was no announcement today, so the day where there's no announcement, you should be allowed to send money to a guy to buy meat, because then there's no treifas in the marketplace. So why does it say it's always also? El, a pshita, for sure we're talking about a makim shein machrizim. The treifas talking about a place, but they don't make announcements. And therefore you have to be afraid that there are treifas in the marketplace, therefore you can't have a guy buy meat for you. So it comes out, Reisha v'seifa v'mokim sheimach rizim. The first and last card of case of the price is the place where they don't announce when they have treifas in the marketplace. Therefore, no Jew buys meat off a guy. Mitziyosa the minu case on the v'mokim sheimach rizim, the place where they do make announcements. It's bisamadno. So Rabbi Abaye says yes. You have to answer this way. That Reisha v'seifa v'mokim sheimach rizim and Mitziyosa v'mokim sheimach rizim, yes, you have to answer that way. Rava says no. Rava Amar Kulu B'Makim Shemach Rizin. Rava says the whole price is talking about places where they do make announcements, and therefore a Jew is allowed to buy the meat off a guy. Therefore, Reisha V'Seifa Shech Rizu. The Reisha is the only place where they did make an announcement. So you know there's treifas there. That's why you can't send money, or that's why you can't send it. Reisha V'Seifa Shech Rizu. See, if that's why the Reisha says. So again, Rava says, Kula b'makim shemach rizin. Reisha v'seif shemach rizin. They made an announcement today. Therefore, no Jew would buy off a guy. Mitziyosa, the middle case is, Dor shleich rizin. They didn't make any announcements. So therefore, a Jew would buy it off a guy. Ravashi yama no, Kula b'makim shemach rizin. Though Bryce will not a place, we don't make announcements. Or Mitziyosa, so it's exero, Shemir machreno lufnei Yisrael. And the reason why the Mitziyos, the middle case says, you not sell treifas to a guy, because we're afraid maybe you saw it in front of another Jew, and then that Jew will come and buy it off the guy. Now the Gemara says, Heichemach Rizin, how do we make these announcements? Somer of Yitzchak by Yosef, Nofal Bisrol of Nechaila. We just say that meat fell to the army. That's the way we announce it, as if to say there was a treifa there today. Fred Gemara want to say clearly, Veleim Nofal Treifus of Nechaila. Weren't they said that a treifa came to the army men, meaning to say, Pasha, there was a treifa today. So Gemara says, then no, Lelasvin, then the goyim won't even buy it either. For the Gemara of Sol, welcome to Toilei, were fooling the goyim then. Like this, and if there was a treifa, the goyim wouldn't buy it. So now that we don't say the treifa, we just say we're selling it to the army, but they think they're buying a shleima. So the Churitz Gnevis does. So Gemara says, no, Inuhu to Kotor Nafshayu. They're fooling themselves. Like, we're not telling them. We didn't tell them we're selling them a behema of a shchuta. We're just saying we're selling meat today. So since we didn't say it was a shchuta, just they take it on themselves, that there's no wisdom of neighbors does. But if we do something to cause them to think that way, then there would be wisdom of neighbors does. But if we just act normal and they think differently, then you don't have to tell them. Kiho, example is this, Kiho de Mazutra bread of Nachman. Have we caused all Misichu Levei Mechuzah, going from this place, Misichu Levei Mechuzah. For over on Safra, have we koi, koosli le Sichra. They were coming to Sichra. So Pogi Adoli, they met together. Who saw, he thought, you know what he's doing here, Liap Yudia Koksoi. So here the case was, that Mazutra and Rav Nachman, they were going from Sichra Levei Mechuzah. Now, Rav and Safra, they were coming into to Sichra. So Rav and Safra thought that Rav Nachman came out to greet them. Yeah. So Amalu, Lomalu Rabbon Latruche, Vyosi Kuliai. So he said, how come you came out to greet me? What do you have to come out for? Amalu Rav Safra said back, no, Anan Le Hev Yadin in the Kostimar. We didn't know you were coming. And the Hev Yadin, if we would have known, Tzvei Ever Tachin, we would have been Matriach Asaf more. So, Omale Rova, my time, Amrit Lehochreati, why do you have to say this for? The Achlishtal Edaiti made him feel good. You made him feel bad. You didn't have to, you shouldn't have said this. Like, he thought you came out to greet him. Okay, be quiet. Let him think that way. Omlai said, no, I had to speak this out. For komitoyilei, because I'm misleading him. That's the Gnevas Das. So he says, no. This would have been mutter. He made the mistake himself. But you were going out of the city, and the other Talmid Chacham was coming in. So you didn't go to make him fool him. You were going on a road. Just he himself thought that you're coming to visit him. Said you come to greet him. So that's called he made the mistake himself. So in such a case, you don't have to rectify it. You don't have to tell him no. You let it, leave it the way it is. So that this case would be mutter. Just we do an action deliberately to fool the person, then it's also. Yes, here it's called Yehuda Kotvut Konav Shoy. He made the mistake himself. Yeah, who tab? So in the case where he makes the mistake himself, there there's no halacha of Gneivas Das. But according to that's the halacha that Gneivas Das is also you're not allowed to fool somebody and make him think you're doing a favor for him, and really you're not. And even though it's a goy, there's an issa Gneivas Das. But again, only if you do something special that you cause them to think that way. But if on their own you're doing something normal and on their own they just misinterpret it and think you're doing something good for them, that's called il diaser nafshe, like they themselves made their own mistake, then you have no chiyuv to tell him. Then you don't have the chiyuv to notify him. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on. We'll do the next daf on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape, then we'll start the other daf.